Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Or you can hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you want to keep that number handy because we're going to be using that number to give away four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe just a little bit later in the show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Small is Beautiful. Each of my guests will explain why small is the new big, whether it's in government, nanotechnology, or consistent lottery winnings. My first guest is a gubernatorial candidate in the 2010 election. He ran in the Tea Party movement. We'll discuss why small government, small taxes, and large individual freedom are the keys to California's and the country's future. My second guest was a top researcher at the National Institute of Health, the NIH. We'll examine why nanotechnology will loom large in our immediate future with one of this country's leading technology leaders. My third guest is in the Guinness Book of World Records for winning 7 lottery grand prizes worth over $1 million, a feat no other person has ever accomplished. He'll share his lottery system of how to play and win big from his book, Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. And as always, if you want to ask a question or join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Larry Naratelli is a lifelong Republican. He ran for governor of California in 2010 after becoming disenfranchised with the Republican establishment as it moved away from the conservative values of Ronald Reagan. In 2009, he joined the Tea Party movement as an American patriot to join others who believe in small, limited government, low taxes, and free market capitalism. Larry is the chairman and the CEO of the New Reagan Patriots, a group dedicated to promoting the resurgence of national pride and constitutional rights via education and grassroots efforts. Joining us from the Carlsbad area. Hi, Larry. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great today.
Well, great. Thanks for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We don't often get gubernatorial candidates such as yourself on the show, so we're honored to have you there. But I guess my first question that I'd have to ask you, Larry, with all the problems that are facing California, and California being the equivalent of the 7th largest economy in the world if it was just a freestanding country, what in the world possessed you to run for governor?
Well, you know, a lot of people have asked me that, but as I explain in the book, and people can get the book, Don't Tread on Me, it's an e-book, it's online at Amazon, I just got upset at what was happening in our government after the last election. I voted for John McCain, but I didn't really like the fact that Republicans seemed to be becoming more moderate and starting to look more like Democrats, and they were losing some of the values that I thought were important. So I took my son to a Tea Party movement. He saw me screaming at the television set and told me to do something about it rather than just yell at something where people couldn't hear me. So I went out and started going to the Tea Parties and started speaking at them. And, you know, one thing led to another. They asked me to run. So I took up the mantle and ran, and it was a wonderful experience.
Well, that it must have been, and I want to delve into that experience a little bit more, Larry. But as you explain in your book, Don't Tread on Me, one of the impetus for you getting enraged at the television, as you said, is your own story of your work history here in California. You've worked with manufacturing companies all of your life. Tell us, as you start out the book with this story as well, tell us what really prompted you to get upset at the way the economy, the way things were going in California.
Sure. Well, over the last 20 years, I'm an accountant, and I work as a controller for manufacturing companies. And over the last 20 years, four times in my career, companies that I had become successful at, had a very strong accounting department, were doing quite well. They either got bought out or they transferred out of state, and they took the jobs out of California and left. And I saw this happen four times with the plant closures, and I just got really upset. In fact, it happened just after the last election, just prior to the last election for president. And so I was unemployed again, and I just got upset that California keeps making laws that are driving businesses out of our state. We need to have a good strong economy with good jobs for people, so that our economy can grow and we can support the masses here. So I got tired of that, and I felt it was important to start telling people what I felt was wrong, what I felt some of the issues were, because when you turn on the TV set, it's almost like they're trying to tell you what you have to think and how you have to think. And I found a lot of people felt the exact same way I did. They knew what's right, they know what's right and what's wrong with our government, and they just didn't hear it. So that's kind of the impetus of the Tea Party movement. They just got out there and wanted to get their voices heard.
My guest is Larry Naratele. We're talking about his run for the governorship here in California. Now, Larry, you're a lifelong Republican, and last election the Republicans ran Meg Whitman in the gubernatorial race. Why didn't Meg Whitman resonate with you as a candidate? What did you have to offer that she couldn't?
Well, some of the things, first of all, I was concerned because she had a background with the Democratic Party, with Bill Clinton's administration. And some of the philosophy she had, she has that video where she's seen with Van Jones. And one of the things that I know that's wrong with our economy right now is these government subsidies for alternative energy. The private sector should develop our energy, not the government. The government makes bad investments in energy all the time. They lose money when they try and dictate what energy supplies we need to use. We need to go with the most efficient and lowest cost energy sources, which are oil, coal, and natural gas. And the government was moving away from that. And when they subsidize alternative energy, which Meg Whitman was a big supporter of, the cap and trade policies, cap and trade is just designed to drive up our energy costs. And I knew that would hurt our economy because it hurts the lower and middle income people with high gasoline prices and high electric rates. So I felt that I had to get my voice out there. Also, the media really fell in love with this global warming fraud, this global warming theory. And I don't believe in global warming, at least not man-made global warming. We've been coming out of an ice age, but that has never hurt us before. But I really needed to oppose some of the things the government was doing to increase our energy costs to solve the global warming issue, which isn't even happening. I mean, it's been proven that the planet is not heating up the way they said, and a lot of those studies were fraudulent and rigged with wrong data. So I needed to get out there and start explaining to people why energy costs would go up if we started switching to windmills and solar panels.
And
as you can see with Solyndra, I was warning in 2009 the government shouldn't subsidize companies like Solyndra because it's just pouring money into a hole, and we'll never see that money back, and that's exactly what's happened.
Well, Solyndra was a monumental failure. There's no doubt about that. But cap and trade has been passed here in California, so we now have to live with its after effects. What do you think those after effects are going to be, Larry?
Well, cap and trade is really not a very good system. It's an attempt to create a value for the exhaust that comes out of our power plants or out of our cars or even as we exhale. And most people know that there is no value, no monetary value to exhaust. So what happens is that gets pushed back into the price of energy. So cap and trade is very damaging. It's going to take money away from companies that make a profit and give it to companies that don't make a profit. So you're always going to see that money going into a hole. It's a very, very dangerous thing. California needs to repeal cap and trade. It's putting high costs on all our truck drivers. They're not able to upgrade their trucks because of the cost for it. So we need to get rid of cap and trade here in California.
My guest is Larry Naratele. He is the author of the book, Don't Tread on Me, the story of my run for the California governor as a Tea Party candidate. Larry, let's get to some of the fundamental lessons that you learned while you're out on the campaign trail. What did you learn in regards to California politics in general while you were out stumping for the governor?
California politics in general, I thought it was great. I mean, the best part about the whole thing was the energy that you get when you go out there and meet the people and talk to the people and listen to what their concerns are and what's happening to them. And I find that in California, some of the politicians in Sacramento are completely disconnected with the people, and they're following agendas set by, you know, the left, who wants to drive cap and trade and drive all these things. But they're not thinking about the economic effects that that has on the people. So the great part about California is the people of California, and I know the people will rally around and eventually make the right decision to get good leaders in there. California politics is all the districts are in a situation where it's very difficult to change the person in the district from one party to another because of the population makeup. So we'll see what happens this election. But I think that California has a lot of conservative people in the state, and most people don't realize that. They look at us as the left coast. But when you go up and down the state, you can talk to the farmers and the truck drivers and the families, you'll find there's a lot of veterans and conservatives all throughout our state.
Without a doubt, many of them reside here in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Larry, what do ordinary citizens tell you about the 2010 gubernatorial race, and what do they tell you about politics in general? How do they look on politics, as you're out talking to them? What were they saying about politics in this country?
Well, in the 2010 race, one of the other things that Meg Whitman ran into was because of her wealth, people just didn't trust her or didn't look to her as someone who would be able to relate to their issues, because she's a billionaire, and most people, as I'm going up and down the state, are just making it, you know, month to month on their small business and stuff. They're not billionaires. And people could not relate to her. So I think one of the things is, in California, people want to have someone that they can relate to. And money is not going to buy you an election. I mean, look at what Meg spent, $178 million, and she lost. And that's because she wasn't in touch with the people.
Without a doubt. But what about campaign finances? Because the Supreme Court has ruled in favor 5-4 that super funds, PAC funds, that kind of stuff can donate money to political parties, to political campaigns, with absolutely no limits. So that means corporations and labor unions can give unlimited money to political candidates in the future. Don't you see money as really becoming not only a major motivator, but obviously a major influencer in future elections, whether it's here in California or on a national basis?
Well, money has always been part of the elections process. It's been part of the influence. But I think one of the things my candidacy showed, because I was able to get out to the people, is with a very small amount of money, and if you just go out there and talk to the people, you can be heard. Now, had I raised a little bit more, I think I would have done a little bit better than I did, because I would have been able to buy the advertising. That's the one thing about political campaigns. It's all from donations from the public, and it's all from used for the advertising to get your message out. And in states like California, it's critical to have television and radio advertising.
My guest is Larry Naratelli. He is the author of the book, Don't Tread on Me, the story of my run for California governor as a Tea Party candidate. And Larry, looking back on the experience, if you had to do it all over again, knowing what you now know, what would you do differently? You've already mentioned you would spend more money on advertising, but what else would you do differently?
Well, one of the things was my campaign was just all volunteers, and volunteers are great. They dedicate themselves to you. They do a lot of things. They do a lot of things for no money. You know, they're volunteers.
Right.
But I think you need to have a good professional staff in place to do the fundraising that you need to do to get the money for the advertising. And if I was to do it again, I would try and get some of the professional staff in place to do that, because there's limits to what volunteers are capable of doing. And you can't fire a volunteer if they do something wrong, too. So, you know, you have control over your staff, and you can direct their efforts a little bit better.
That makes a lot of sense. So, Larry, now as you look at the landscape here in 2011 going into 2012, what are the top issues facing California today, and how would you solve them?
Well, obviously, the economy is one of the top issues, and my way of solving our economic problems here would be to try and get our energy prices back down to where they should be in the general market, which would mean taking away subsidies from alternative energy, and try and increase the development of our domestic oil resources here, because that creates a lot of jobs. You know, when you're developing your oil resources, you got jobs for riggers, for machinists, for purchasing agents, people all up and down the line, drillers, and office people, accountants like myself. It also creates jobs in the plastics industry, fertilizer industry, chemical industry, because there's all sorts of ancillary products that oil produces that you don't get from solar or wind. So I think the main key here is to get our energy costs down, and that would improve the economy dramatically here.
And Larry, where do you stand on the Pickens plan for using natural gas? And his plan is to convert our entire trucking fleet over to natural gas. That would immediately take advantage of the huge resources that we have in natural gas. The U.S. is considered the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. And at the same time, it would cut emissions from trucks and lessen our dependency on oil.
Yeah, I support the effort to move towards that. I don't think it should be a mandated movement. I think it should be driven by free market principles. If it's cheaper to do it by natural gas, then the free market will gravitate towards it. And so I think there's a lot of good merits to Pickens' plan, because I think natural gas is a good alternative to gasoline once they get the technology down so it can compete on a safety level. And I think there are companies that actually do that. They make conversion systems. So I would support the move to natural gas. We have hundreds of years of supply right here in this country. Again, I would support natural gas, which is used for our electric generation. That keeps those costs down, too. So I think that's a pretty good move. However, keep in mind, diesel is one of the most efficient fuels that we have in existence right now. And they're able to control the emissions from diesel. They should not be concerned about carbon dioxide emissions. Carbon dioxide is probably the gas that's the basis of life on this planet. And I go into a little bit about that in the book. And I also talk about how I confronted Al Gore up in Monterey on his global warming fraud. But diesel is really an efficient fuel, too. So whatever makes the most sense and is the most efficient fuel is the way we have to go. And we can keep it clean. Most of the fuels, the carbon fuels that we have, we control the emissions on them. We created catalytic converters to control carbon monoxide, turn to carbon dioxide. So I think once we realize that greenhouse gases are green and they're beneficial for the environment, and we don't need to be afraid of greenhouse gases, we're all going to be better off.
All right, my guest is Larry Naratelli. He was a former candidate for the governor, author of the book Don't Tread on Me, the story of my run for California governor as a Tea Party candidate. Larry, if people are intrigued by what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, they can go to Amazon.com and they can get a copy of the book. Just go Don't Tread on Me by Larry Naratelli. There's a few others that are that title, but just get the one with Larry Naratelli in it. You can read a little bit about me, and I think you'll probably be seeing me up and down the state over the next few years. Next year, I'll probably be involved in one of the campaigns, one of the presidential candidates, and the campaign for Senate. I won't be running, but I'll be helping out there. And then we'll see again what happens in 2014 and see if we can get a better governor in there.
All right. We'll keep our eyes peeled for you in 2014 and everything else that you do in between. My guest has been Larry Naratelli. Larry, thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, and God bless America.
And take care.